Quick halacha, maybe agada, maybe both. You'll find out. The Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah and Daf Yutet that the Ramaim, when they were persecuting Klal Yisrael, they took Rabbi Chananya ben Teradion, one of the Asari Harugei Malchut. They wrapped him up in wet wool and they set him on fire, and wrapped him up in his own Sefer Torah, and they set him on fire, and they put wet wool on his heart so that he shouldn't die so quickly. He should really feel the pain. Not only did they do that to him, they took one of his daughters, the Gemara says. Rabbi Chananya ben Teradion had two famous daughters. One of them is this story, and the other one is Rabbi Meir's wife. Beruria was Rabbi Chananya ben Teradion's daughter, married to Rabbi Meir. So the other sister, the one who wasn't married to Rabbi Meir, was taken and sent to a brothel, a kubash al zonot. And she was sent a Roman-owned brothel where she would be rented out for her services to whoever sought interest in her. So the way it worked was that there was a guard at the door, the Gemara says, and people would come in, they would see there's a number of ladies in the room. You can tell him which one you want, and you take her with you and you bring her back, the Gemara says. So Rabbi Meir set out to save his sister-in-law. So he goes to the guard. He says, let me talk to her, see if I like her. The Gemara says, so he goes up to her, he starts talking to her, and he makes sure she's still Tehora. She did not do an Avera with anybody. When he ascertains that she's still Tehora, the Gemara says that he goes up to the guard and he says, do me a favor. I really, really like this one. I don't want to just rent. I want to buy. Can you do me a favor? I'll pay you. Here's a big sack of gold. Whenever you need to pay the Romans for her monthly dues, take a coin from the sack and you'll be fine. So the guard's like, no problem. The problem is that the sack is going to run out at some point. What am I going to do then? They're going to come after me and they're going to kill me for selling this woman and sending her away. So Rabbi Meir says, don't worry. If you ever have any problems, just say, Allah de Meir aneni, and everything will be okay. So the Gemara says that Kachaya, Rabbi Meir took his sister-in-law and they went and took her home safely. And the guard paid the Romans periodically from this sack of gold. Eventually, the sack of gold ran out. And the guard was chased after by the Romans with dogs. They caught him, they put a rope around his neck, and they were about to pull. And he screamed out, Allah de Meir aneni, and the rope snaps. And the guards see that this guy has Hashem on his side. So, okay, fine. You know, we're not going to touch him. We'll let him go free. And Kachaya, so the Nes was that Rabbi Meir's tefillah worked for this guy. So Rabbi Yitzchak Baal HaNes, he lives in Brooklyn. He used to be the chief rabbi of Shiraz. I don't know if people know. Chacham Netaneli and Chacham Baal HaNes were the two Persians from Shiraz who were sent by Chacham Etzion to learn by Chacham Etzion. From Shiraz to Porat Yosef. They got smicha and they came back. So, and they went back to Iran, and now Rav Baal HaNes lives in Brooklyn. So I once heard him say, I think like 6 or 7 years ago, I heard Rav Baal HaNes say that it's very interesting. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The biggest anav of the Tanaim is Rabbi Meir. He doesn't put his name on the Mishnayot even. All of a sudden he puts his name on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela'ati Meir Aneni. This is my God. It's not even his Mishnah. It's not even his Torah Shavafe. He's saying this is my God. It's so interesting. It's so strange. Why is he putting Hashem's name on him? And then this is going to be the tefillah that's going to save everybody. So based on the Maharsha, Rav Baal HaNes answer, that's not what it means. Everyone thinks Allah de Meir Aneni means the God of Meir, but it's not true. It's Ha'el HaMeir La'aretz V'la'adayim HaLev Rachamim V'chol Yom Tamid. We say every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world run. And he's mechadesh every single day. Chadesh v'chol yom tamim ma'asev reishit. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elad HaMeir Aneni should answer me now as well. So based on that, I thought, sometimes you see some silichot books that they say, Elad Rabbi Meir Aneni. Anenu Elad Rabbi Meir Anenu. It's probably wrong based on this marasha. It's probably Elad Meir Anenu. So anyway, that was just a thought. Halacha, agadah, whatever you want to call it. Everyone should have a Shabbat Shalom. Kol tov.